The City of Greater Sudbury is highlighting the dollar value for building permits issued for the second and third quarters of 2022, which totaled some $64 million. The city said in a news release that the number and value of the permits issued, in particular permits issued the cultural, hospitality, mining, healthcare and research sectors, indicates positive economic growth and continued confidence in the city's economy and its future. In particular, the construction of the exploration shaft hoist house at Vale, the transformation of several existing buildings into new residential units and the construction of Cambrian College's battery electric vehicle lab were highlighted. "I am encouraged by the ongoing growth and potential in our community," said Mayor Paul Lefebvre. "Strong partnerships, innovative programs and the tireless work of our local businesses ensure the economic outlook for Greater Sudbury remains strong. I have been very clear I will promote, attract and innovate to grow our community, and I am ready and excited to tackle this work head-on." In the residential building sector, the city said it continues to see strong investment in multi-unit and new single-family dwellings. With developers looking to avoid the increase in development charges that took effect this past July, the city said it received 644 applications valued at $104.3 million in the second quarter of 2022, compared to 608 in the second quarter of 2021. Also in the second quarter, the city welcomed 100 newcomers to the community through the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot Program, RNIP. This program continues to place Greater Sudbury on the map internationally to attract talent and address key labor shortages, the city said. The demand continues to be strong, with new applications coming in on a near-daily basis. Under the program, 243 candidates have been recommended, representing 501 new residents in the city with spouses and family members included. Post-pandemic, the city said the film and TV sector continues to recover with 12 productions filmed in the community during the second and third quarters with a total economic impact of $13.6 million in local spending.